From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A second attempt to arrange the surrender of al-Qaeda fighters holed up in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan collapsed today. U.S. warplanes bombed the area again, and Afghan tribal forces launched another offensive on the al-Qaeda fighters in the Tora Bora region. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Morning at the Afghan field headquarters below the Tora Bora Caves. Instead of preparing for an al-Qaeda surrender, Afghan fighters here are getting ready for battle. One man dumps armloads of rockets into the back of a pickup truck. The ammunition is stacked next to sacks of potatoes and several carts of Poland Spring bottled water. Evidently, these are essential provisions for Afghan guerrillas. And finally, a half dozen men squat against a mud brick wall as they oil and test cock their Kalashnikov rifles. One of the fighters, a man named Ali Ahmad, says he needs his gun clean since he'll be fighting al-Qaeda around Tora Bora within hours. There's no surrender at all, he says. We're going to find them wherever they are. This is their last stand, so we'll fight until we finish them. Soon, Hazrat Ali, one of the three top commanders here, emerges from a meeting with his colleagues. He says the ceasefire and surrender options that were first negotiated 2 days ago were nothing but an al-Qaeda trick.
If they hadn't started negotiating a ceasefire on Tuesday, al-Qaeda would have been finished by now. We've met with our council of elders, and we've decided to fight al-Qaeda until they are wiped out of Afghanistan. There can never be peace here until they are destroyed.
Washington appears to have come to this same conclusion long ago. American warplanes have been bombing al-Qaeda's mountain hideouts almost nonstop for the past 48 hours. Though the sky is overcast and it's snowing on the highest mountain peaks, the B-52s and F-18s continue their attacks. The low cloud cover makes it impossible to see the planes. Since yesterday, the al-Qaeda fighters seem to have withdrawn further south, because today the jets are hitting targets deeper in the mountain range than ever before. And then a single mushroom cloud bursts over a ridge that was captured by the Afghans just 2 days ago. The impact sends an avalanche of dust and earth sliding down the mountain slope. Afghans watching from below shake their heads in anger. They say the airstrikes are hitting their own positions. In the afternoon, bursts of automatic weapons fire rattle from the hills. The Afghan ground assault has begun. As the gun battles continue, a lone Afghan tank perched halfway up a mountain blasts shell after shell at a peak on the other side of the valley. Late at night, the fighting still hasn't stopped. The bright orange flashes of American airstrikes are visible from the city of Jalalabad, which is located more than 20 miles away. Dozens of American commandos have also been seen operating around the Tora Bora region. Afghan commanders say that the Americans are only helping to target airstrikes, and that they aren't directly engaging al-Qaeda in battle. The American ground troops are most likely being supported by at least two helicopters, which eyewitnesses saw flying near the battlefield late Wednesday night. The Afghans say there are more than 900 al-Qaeda fighters still in Tora Bora. The offer to surrender apparently still stands, but only if Tora Bora's defenders agree to hand over Osama bin Laden and more than 20 of his top lieutenants. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tora Bora, Afghanistan.